Okay, right. I'll try. Okay. The secretary presented the draft agenda for the first session of the group as contained in ECE Trans SC2 Info 2024/1. The group adopted the agenda as contained in the document. Election of officers. The group elected Ms. Anastasia Bonina from Belgium as chair of the group. Oops, as chair of the group of experts. As there are no nominations for vice chair during the session, member states were asked to notify the secretariat before the end of February 2025 of their interest to be vice chair for the group for election at the next session of the group. There were no nominations. Background to the group. An initial presentation was provided by the Secretariat setting out the terms of reference for the group as adopted by the Inland Transport Committee during its 86th session meeting. The Secretariat informed the group that this group of experts were building on the work of the previous group of experts on international railway passenger hubs. In particular, the proposed Annex 4 of the European Agreement on Main International Lines in relation to the key parameters for international railway passenger hubs. A list of potential aspects to be considered in the form in the common framework for the provision of passenger information was presented. The group welcomed the secretariat for the presentation relating to the background of the group. Sharing of best practices in provision of passenger information in stations and hubs. Hungary presented an overview of its railway infrastructure and management, focusing on the roles and tasks of the National Safety Authority. It also covered multiple aspects of railway operations in Hungary and its travel information systems for passengers. Representatives of PKP and PLK then presented their experience in providing passenger information across its two national railway undertakings. They shared with the group the legal requirements and practical implementation. They shared with the group the legal requirements and practical implementation of passenger information in Poland via their online passenger portal and mobile application, as well as the provision of both static and dynamic information at stations for all passengers. And Poland, you have a